What does your daily routine look like? You may be active, but fall short when it comes to eating healthy. Today, we look at how eating a balanced diet acts as the perfect complement to exercising regularly. Nutritionist and corporate wellness consultant Patricia Fletcher tells us how we can make real changes to our diet that will result in a healthier lifestyle. She says breakfast is most important as it sets the course for the day.
Right now we have about 20% of our workforce not consuming breakfast. And actually that's a problem for weight gain. You're almost guaranteed to put on the weight. It slows your metabolism. It changes the whole hormone balance of what is taking place in the body. And so therefore your metabolism slows.
As your metabolism slows, your ability to burn fat becomes harder. You will also have a tendency to binge eat, especially on sweets.
At the end of the day, people who don't have breakfast tend to have more of a sweet tooth. And so anything that can raise the blood sugar quickly, they will tend to eat later down in the evening. And that is also how you put on that weight.
Mrs. Fletcher says meal planning is one key to healthy eating.
You can have the typical sandwiches, which you can make from the night before.
The sandwich should entail two slices of bread, a protein such as sardine, cheese or egg, and vegetables, whether tomato, lettuce or otherwise.
And you also have those who would do oats. So you take some whole grain oats and you cut up a fruit like a banana on it. You either throw in some flax or you, if you decide to blend all of that, then it becomes a shake.
If you decide on a shake, you could also add some moringa seeds, nuts, or even peas to the blend. The beans will not significantly affect the taste of the shake and will add nutrients like protein, magnesium, fiber, iron, and vitamin B6. The protein will also satisfy you longer and help prevent premature cravings. As for eating breakfast, which includes saltfish or stewed chicken, dumplings, yam, and the like, Mrs. Fletcher says there is need to exercise portion control. One piece of yam and one green banana should be enough, and try to replace the white dumplings with wheat. As for lunch,
your balanced lunch would look like, if you take the round of a plate, a good half or near half would be in your raw and or steamed vegetables. And then the other half you can divide into two, and you will have your protein section on one side, which will be your meat and or some peas and beans. For some persons, of course, depending on the gender, depending on the level of activity and all of those kinds of things. And then on the carb side, you would have your complex carbs. And whether that is a piece of dashin, a piece of sweet potato, a piece of plantain, that may vary from a cup to maybe at most 2 cups of your complex carbs or starch.
Mrs. Fletcher says up to 2 hours after lunch is the most unproductive period in the Caribbean workforce because of the amount of food we eat. Again, portion control is key. For manual laborers, she recommends added protein and 2 cups of complex carbs, like yam and dashin. Try to stay away from the rice and white flour, as these will cause the blood sugar to spike. She also warns against omitting vegetables from your lunch. By dinner time, you would have already had your largest meal for the day. Have a chicken salad or another meal which consists of mostly vegetables and just enough protein. Too much will cause weight gain. Finally, the nutritionist recommends significantly chewing food to help with digestion and staying away from beverages during a meal. Drinking should take place in between meals. Maintaining a balanced diet and a physically active lifestyle is hard work, but it's not impossible. Consult a nutritionist and your doctor to help determine what kind of diet is suited for you. As you live a long and healthy life, your body will thank you for it. Join us next time when we explore the health benefits of good rest.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.